word picture quite a lot of times, and I shared it with Pastor Rick last time I got it, and it was put on me by the Holy Spirit today that I must say this corporately. Basically, what I've seen several times is very large gates, and it's been a vision I've seen, and strangely, every time I go to Christchurch to see my friend Iris, it comes about. I'm going tomorrow, how strange. Anyway, the bottom line is this. I've seen this gate that couldn't be pushed and it had a big lock on it. And every time I've seen it, it's had that lock. But more recently, the last time I saw it, I saw the padlock was loose. Today, I saw it, the padlock is ready to slip off. The padlock is ready to fall off and we're going to push that gate and we're going to go through. And to line up the word with that is for Isaiah 45, verses 2 and 3, where it says, I will go before you and will level the mountains. I will break down the gates of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. I will give you hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summons you by name. And what I want to say to you is, he knows our name. He knows New Life. He knows this part of the body. And the bars of iron, they are going to be broken down and those gates are going to be open. We're going through. We've already said goodbye to the building a while ago. We've already had our celebration of the finish of this building. It's coming. We're walking through. That padlock, that chain has fallen off. And you know what? When God says it's over, it's over. And when he says that he's doing something, he's doing it. And we're going to believe together and stand strong with Pastor Rick and everybody that this is happening. And it's happening. It's not imminent. It's happening in the now. He's a God of the same yesterday, today and forever, okay?
Amen. Let's stand together. The two things I want us to pray for. The